afternoon, sir. Could you state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
My name is Henry David Letter, 236-951.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. Can you hear me, sir?
I turn the volume up, I can barely hear you. Please repeat.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today.
Okay.
To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. To my immediate left is the Honorable David Neal. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your lead conducting the hearing today.
Good morning.
And to my right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, sir. Also with us today, sir, you should be able to see him up on the screen now, is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole office, okay? Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received a signing notification advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, sir, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I want to hear any of the words you're saying.
Okay. I know why, too. How's that?
All right. Thank you, sir.
That's better?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. So, you know, I'm gonna start over. Did you hear any of what was being said, sir?
No, I did not.
All right, let me just start all over so that you will understand. So would you just, for the record, just state your name and your ADC number for us, sir.
Henry David Lair, ADC number 236-951.
Okay, sir, I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. To my immediate left is the Honorable David Mill. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your lead for the hearing today, sir. And to my immediate right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Also with us today, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole officer, is Mr. Westby, sir. I think you can see Mr. Westby up on the screen now.
Yes, I can.
Okay. Sir, prior to your hearing, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing the form advising you of the hearing today, sir?
Yes, I did.
On that
yes,
form, sir, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm just going to represent myself.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do confirm.
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll make a determination whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, Mr. Lynn. That allegation, I'm going to read it to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
Okay, the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to participate in the ITH program at Maricopa Reentry Center, MRC, program as directed of your assigned parole officer by failing to participate in the ITH program at Maricopa Reentry Center at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about March 7, 2018, as verbally written directed on January 29, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Lear, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervisor. Then he may have lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
I have participated for the 34 days when they put me in a hamburger.
Okay. All right, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two to get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to go over some information and come back to you, Mr. Lear, get any additional information that you'd like to present to the board at that time, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
On April 6, 2017, Mr. Lear was released by DOC. He was arrested March 7, 2018 by DOC staff, criminal charges. He was back in DOC custody March 7, 2018. Rejected CSCD on September 4, 2018, 0 felonies. Current conviction, 2010, drug paraphernalia, 2 counts each for 1 year. 2010, felony means of transportation, 8.5 years. Prior conviction, 2008, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year, 9 months. This is the second term of DOC. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2009. TR release completed, 3 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate. However, after his return to DOC, he received disciplinary on April 9, 2018 for refusing to program for a job assignment. Other arrest, 1999, sexual assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1999, threatening and intimidating, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2006, assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community misdemeanor is G3B4.
Okay, Mr. Lear, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside at Changes, 1344 South Mesa Drive. Mesa, then it looks like on November 16th, you were approved to reside at the Good Life Recovery at 511 North Center Street, Mesa. Were you standing there when you were arrested, sir?
No, I was not.
Where were you standing?
I was found a bed in the recovery.
Sir?
I found the president at New Life Recovery.
So
I was supposed to check in there on a...
So you left Good Life Recovery and you say you went to New Life Recovery?
No, I left the Good Life Recovery and went to the MRC, did 5 days in sanction, put me in a 30-day on the Sunrise side. I got 29 of those days done. They put me in custody, they were discharging me. I participated the whole time. I don't know why they just told me. They gave me 3 different reasons, and when I called them on, they shut down on it. This ticket from Mr. a few weeks ago was thrown out. It was internally resolved.
Okay. All right, sir. So I see that you were working while you were out. You were working for R&K Building Supplies?
Yes, they will rehire me as soon as I go back.
Okay.
And I had found a bed at New Leaf Recovery.
Okay. New Leaf Recovery?
I was supposed to check in there on March 8th.
Okay, so I see that you were assigned to task for the human analysis testing. It looks like you had, you produced 16 negative UA samples, and then 16 negative UAs. That's good. And then it says on January 16th of 2018, January 29th, 18, you were positive for methamphetamine. And then it says on November 17th of 17, and January 11th of 18, you failed to report the task and produce a UA. Then it says on 11/27, you were referred to CHC for treatment and alcohol abuse, and you completed the intake process at CHC. However, you didn't complete the program. On 3/1/2, you tested positive for spikes. So, sir, you tested all of those times and they were negative. Why did you relapse? What happened?
Take responsibility for my actions. It was me. I made some poor choices. I'm working my program now. I'm doing my steps. I'm about to start on my second steps. I've been going to NA and AA since I got here. I was doing it there. I'm working my program this time. Last time I just was white knuckling it. This time I actually got a sponsor. I've been getting the sponsors to get out there. I'll be doing what I gotta do. We pick up the Negro Society.
All right. So I'm gonna see if the board has any additional questions for you.
Mr.
Wesley, I'm sorry.
I do have some information that I'd like to provide. Reviewing the chronicles, I see that his parole officer didn't attach the discharge letter from the ITA program at MRC. And there's Counselor Catherine Nisbet put out here on March 6th. He was in a group stating about watching a movie about addiction. So if you watch the movies, they already seen it, you sign in and then leave. Redirected that you be part of a participated group regardless of the topic he's familiar with. He continued to be needed redirection by staff, refusing to clean his room, doing morning-hour inspections. The offender told Sergeant Apple and Lee Counselor Elizabeth that he refused to clean his room after being directed to because he could be moving the following day on March 8th, 2018, even though it was a 90-day program that he was in. He had been making inappropriate comments in class. The offender only completed 5 assignments and should have completed 8. He had to be redirected in each class to complete his assignments. He was being discharged after unsuccessfully completing treatment. During his time there, he was continually tested with limits of staff, exhibiting adolescent behaviors. He attempted to disrupt groups by challenging information that therapist was conveying, often going off topic. And then they encounter drug screening one day after task other police were dirty in the way. And it's just additional information that's provided, but that information should have been attached to the warrant.
Okay. So, Mr. Lear, did you hear what the parole officer was saying about the discharge from?
Yes, in this program, they would state that it is your program, that's what NAA is. And they told me to challenge them on some of the things. I'm supposed to learn, but I don't ask questions. And that thing about the movie, I'd already watched it once. I asked, do I need to watch it again? She said, yes, I did sign in. I said, took a seat, and I didn't watch it again. It's Unknown Pleasures, is the name of it. And this thing about spice, I've never touched that in my life, never have, never will. My choice of drug is meth. Meth, not spice.
So I'm gonna see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing the board has no additional questions for you. Mr. Lear, I'm going to see if there's anything else you'd like to say to the board so that I'll repeat yourself before the board goes into discussion.
It's simple. If you want me back out on parole, I will do my program. I will get back into work. I will find a good house, a good residence, a halfway house, or with my family, and I will continue being a productive member of society. It was just that, you know, part of NA is the part of the things you do. I'm only human. I relapsed. It was just a couple week thing, a few week thing. I went to her, my parole officer, and let her know I was acting these, and both times I came up with those 30 ways. And she asked me to go there, and I went.
All right, sir. Anybody have any questions? All right, so we're going to go into discussion. As the board's in discussion, sir, we're going to ask you to remain on the phone, have you remain quiet while the board's in discussion, sir. We'll make a determination whether we revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision at that time, okay? Then we'll get back to you.
Thank you.
The board's now into discussion. It's kind of disappointing because Mr. Lear appeared to be doing very well when he got out. He had 16 UAs and came back all negative, and for some reason, he just started to relapse and started back to using methamphetamines. While he was out, he was PO tried to put him in a program. He did participate in part of the program, but according to the PA, I mean the PO, he didn't complete the program, and he wasn't cooperative during the time that he was in the program. Although Mr. Lewis is telling a different side of the story, but anyway, as a result, he did, while in the program, continue to use drugs, and that's the problem that that he's having it. I think that at this point in time, I don't know what caused him to relapse, and he's not addressing that issue that caused him to actually relapse and start to use drugs. Therefore, I don't see him as being a good candidate to go back out on community supervision again. I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board. Okay, therefore, I am going to move to find that Mr. Leonard was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed, about to lapse into criminal ways of coming, as he did relapse and start to use some drugs, then methamphetamine.
Second.
That's my motion.
Agreed.
Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on September 14th of 2018. Sir, at that time, you won't be on any community supervision. You won't be on parole. You won't have to report to parole office. So while you are still incarcerated, I would hope that you would take this time and put together a plan so that when you're released, sir, that you can come out and be successful and be a productive citizen, as you say, when you're released. Sir, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Mr. Leary, I do want to thank you for participating in your hearing at this time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.